setting the bar time on 99.7 DJX is
an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Sure, if you can manage to make it through the day without tearing up your customer's garden when you're just trying to deliver their food, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, this isn't a human. This is a robot.
Oh, no.
In the form of a Coco food delivery robot that went rogue and messed up this lady's garden. Now, listen, the garden wasn't in the backyard like you may be thinking. It was in the front yard. So it was going from the walk to the stairs and went absolutely rogue, tearing everything up. Here she is.
Cocos have been relentless. I heard a commotion. I came out here. I found the Coco in my garden. It had got my fence caught up in its wheel. It, like, uprooted a whole bunch of plants in my garden. And just drove away.
Yeah, it was just like, deuces. See ya.
Didn't even say sorry about your garden.
Listen, she wasn't going to take this lightly.
Well, the fence attached to it. I chased after it, and I looked like a total crazy person.
Sure. Yes.
Chased after the robot.
Probably yelled at it, too.
Like, running after a robot in the middle of the street, like, yelling after it.
She was. Like, it was going to hear her stop and turn around and have a conversation.
Hey!
Like, I'm so sorry. I'm unaware that I destroyed your garden.
Lady.
I apologize.
I was, like, trying to block it, like, get in its way, and it was trying to go around me.
So she's stop it.
It senses an obstacle in the road,
right,
and it's supposed
right.
to go around it.
And it's this irate lady who you destroyed her garden.
These private companies can come in and, like, dump their technology in our communities, and there's no sense of accountability.
Now, to be fair, the company did say they'd reimburse her for the garden, and they said they're making internal changes to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Okay.
So the Coco food delivery robot hasn't invaded Louisville, Kentuckiana yet.
You know what? Don't think we need it. Because you know what that does? That's taking away a job from a person who could get a tip for that and help provide for their family. We don't need any Cocos around here. You keep the Cocos out. It's a no-go for the Coco.
Sure, the click list, like those drivers that drive around and deliver the... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we still need those.
We need to keep, we still need to keep all those because then you've got like actual people that are going to help pick the right produce. We don't need robots picking your produce, do we? No, they can't tell.
Well, I don't know if they're picking the produce. They're delivering it, that's for sure.
That has been my TED Talk, Ben. TED Talk.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Go for the Coco.
Okay, no go for the Coco. Is there setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX?